The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to episode 52 of the MD Radio Show. We are on Monday, March the 8th, following a long four-day weekend in Columbus, Ohio, where the weather held up, the sun came out, and there was some white snow to scatter around on the side of the freeway and on the sides of the roads, but that was the least of our concerns as 150,000 fans trampled through Columbus, Ohio, amongst 44 different events, and yet we have a repeat champion, two-time champion, in the form of Kai Greene on a very exciting weekend where most people, like myself, lost our voice, got very little sleep, but we're on the edge of our seat all the way until the final announcement. We watched Iris Kyle make history by becoming the first and only female to win the Ms. International Championship, a record-breaking five times, holding back Yoxani Orokin, who had four titles to her credit, as Iris Kyle walked off with her fifth one on her way to trying to make history as becoming the winningest pro female bodybuilder of all time. Along the way, we also saw Nicole Wilkins-Lee, our reigning and defending Ms. Figure Olympia champion, walk into her first Ms. International title and beat Monica Brandt and the likes, all the veterans. A very long weekend, but without further ado, let's bring on the man of the hour, two-time champion in the form of one Kai Greene. Kai, welcome to MD Radio.
Hello, hello, and good evening.
Very long intro. My voice is starting to fade faster than the cuts in your body after you won that title and you started eating all that stuff. Did you start eating yet, by the way?
No.
Not yet?
No, we have more business to attend to out in Australia.
Yeah, and I know you're taking care of some business right now. You pretty much been taking photos along with this competition all week, and you're in the midst of a photo shoot there in New York at Steve Weinberger's gym and in the process of packing your bags and heading off onto Australia to also defend that title that you won 1 year ago against some of the guys here that you just beat on Saturday night in the form of Dexter Jackson and Melvin Anthony. It's not going to be over till the Fat Lady sings. Kai, how does it feel now, in reflection, 48 hours ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger handed you your second Arnold Classic Championship trophy in front of 4,000 fans, and, of course, Sylvester Stallone was the man of the hour, which received the Lifetime Achievement Award. How does it feel? I know you're still, you know, doing the business, but have you had a chance to look back on it?
I really haven't gotten a chance to sit down. I haven't gotten into my own bed yet. So that moment of personal reflection and stuff, I haven't gotten a chance to do as of yet. But it's definitely something, you know, to be, you know, just, you know, very thankful for, you know, and it definitely causes me to have to step back and just, you know.
Well, a lot of people think that after a competition of that magnitude, that you know, you can go and have your pizza and beer and kick back and kind of relax. You, on the other hand, got on an airplane from Columbus, Ohio, flew straight to New York, walked into this photo shoot that you're doing with Muscular Development Magazine, which, by the way, is keeping you a very busy man. Is it a little bit easier for you to continue in that vein, knowing you have another contest that you have coming on Saturday? I mean, in terms of going and taking photographs and, you know, seeing yourself in the mirror and the oil and all of that stuff, is it easier to help you along the way to kind of see what you want to look like than just covering up and going and training in the gym again? Or
I wouldn't say it's easier. I think the thing that, if any, that makes this whole experience less difficult than it can be is just having the proper mindset and attitude, you know. mindset is that, you know, I welcome, you know, the responsibilities that come along with the things that I've prayed for and dreamed of. And now, as they're coming, you know, can't turn around and be, you know, distracted by the discomfort or the quickness with which, you know, everything seems to come at this point. You know, you just kind of have to, you know, just roll with the punches, you know, still be very, very grateful and remember, you know, that this is what we prayed for. This is what we dreamed of. This is, you know, this is essentially what we call living the dream, you know.
Right. And living that dream, Kai, you were here in this very same situation not 365 days ago on the eve of the Australian Pro Championships, which you also went in there. You held your condition and you walked off victorious. What would happen between these two shows? I mean, you got to fly all the way across the Pacific Ocean. It's only 14 hours from where I'm at, so here's a 20-hour journey plus layover time for you. How would you prepare for a trip like this to replicate what we saw in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday night? Is there any special things you have to do? Or
stay focused. Stay
on the airplane,
focused.
Stay focused? I mean, what do you do, like, in the midst of this travel?
When I say stay focused, what I mean is just continuing to fix my mind on the end result. And the end result in this case is the things that we've been thinking about, dreaming about, talking about, and, you know, working to manifest from the word go. So when I say staying focused, I mean focusing or fixing my mind on that. With that said, I can't even begin to ponder what it may be like, you know, what can go wrong, because I'm not concerned about the things that can go wrong. I'm interested in solutions, you know, and sometimes I think the best course of action is just, you know, a very, very strong and brutal offense, and then we don't have to worry about a defense.
Well, Kai, over the past 2 years, you have amassed an enormous amount of money. I know that that's not why you got started in bodybuilding, but I remember not three, maybe four short years ago, you were on the stage in Colorado. You placed out of the top 10. I believe you're 15th at the Sean Ray Colorado Pro Classic, and you had but $6 to your name, and you walked off with a $10,000 Best Poser Award. You came back a year later. You won your first ever pro show in Colorado, which was Sweet Redemption, $25,000, and another $5,000 in the Best Presentation Award. But in the past 2 years, Kai, you've gone on to win the Arnold Classic. Actually, you were third in the Arnold Classic in 08, and then went on to win the New York Pro. You won the Arnold last year. You won the Australian last year. You were fourth in Olympia. You've amassed now in the past 2 years of competition $405,000. I know you're probably not counting. The one thing that does elude you is that Olympia trophy. Are we at a state in bodybuilding now where it's worth all of those years that you did have to scratch for those nickels and dimes to get the chicken breast and the baked potatoes? I mean, is it financially rewarding to the point where you can solely concentrate on your craft?
Is it as financially rewarding? You know, it's really funny because, you know, you actually did a better account for, you know, the money that seemingly have taken in the past 3 years than I have or than I can off the top of my head. And I say this because it's more of a testament to, again, where my thoughts are.
Right.
You know, primarily my thoughts, you know, I mean, you know, because you've been there. You know, I remember being a boy or a teenager and even an adult man competing, you know, investing everything in your very best, you know, for the sake of winning a trophy that might not have cost nearly a fraction of the amount of money that you may have invested in the behind-the-scenes work.
True.
Towards producing the product that would earn that trophy in the first place. So, you know, that said, I still haven't come to a place yet where I'm able to identify myself as, you know, being able to think about just competing for money, you know. This bodybuilding profession, or, you know, living as a bodybuilder, acting as a bodybuilder, working, you know, in this world of bodybuilding is something that I aspired to do since I was a boy. I never wanted to be anything else. Never wanted to be a football player. I never wanted to be a golfer. I never wanted to be a basketball player. The one single thing that I've ever, ever imagined or thought myself to even be on the road to accomplishing eventually one day one day, hopefully, when the smoke clears and the dust settles, when you've invested all of your passion, all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and your best physical efforts as a manifestation of your best thoughts, you know, wow, you know, now we are the very thing that we've dreamed about, and we're fastly becoming the very thing that we still dream to become. I think it's just nothing more than a testament to the fact that, you know, a man is what he thinks himself to be. You know, I don't know if it was Buddha or Gandhi that at the end of their life, you know, was quoted as saying, all that I have, all that I am, you know, is the sum of my thoughts, all that I have thought. So, you know, by fixing my thoughts on being one day a bodybuilding athlete that is successful, you know, I'm actually in the process of watching it happen, you know, and I'm watching almost like the universe or the world just open up, you know, in an effort to embrace me and encourage my dreams, almost like the world wants you to succeed, you know, and it makes me think that any other time in my life when I probably would have imagined that, wow, it was like something else, it was some ungodly influence somewhere was trying to hold me back, or there was just, you know, maybe because I didn't have this, or maybe because I didn't have that, or I didn't have a father, or, you know, I'm just destined to be less than, you know, all of those ideas are dispelled now, you know.
Right. I mean, success has a way of mending some of those nights that you probably went to bed on an empty stomach and wondered where your next meal would come from. And of course, it's only been a few short years, Kai, that you have been at the pinnacle of success, getting financially compensated for all of those years and months of training that you did put in and were not rewarded. We have to take that into account, that there was lots of investments of money you didn't have into your physique, into your training, into you know, your protein, just getting to where you're at. And by the way, the $405,000 that I calculated in prize money alone is probably almost minimum salary for 1 year in the NFL, and you've got a lifetime spent in pursuing this dream. Kai, we're going to be coming up on a commercial break shortly. I wanted to use a little bit of this time for you to address directly some comments and some questions from your fans that post on the board. We know you're in the gym. You probably don't get enough time to get to the internet and see what these people are saying about you, but these are people, Kai, that have followed you from the streets of New York all the way up to the Arnold Classic and beyond. We know you have the Mr. Olympia coming and the Australian Pro Championship coming. One of the first things that some of these people are concerned about is that your philosophy. It seems like there's always an answer, but you take the long way to get there. You seem to be one that likes to color up a picture of what it is that you're trying to say and wrap it up in a nice red bow. So I've determined that I'm going to come up with a nickname for you. I'm going to call you Aristotle, the Big Aristotle, because you're a very philosophical guy. First question real quick before our commercial break, Kai, is do you believe that you brought a better package to the 2009 Arnold Classic than you've ever presented before?
Am I to answer now or before?
Yeah, we'll take the first one before the commercial break. And short answer, was that the best Kai Green the world has ever seen Saturday night?
Did I bring the well, that's two different questions.
The best package that Kai Green has ever been able to present on stage, was that your best? Did we see the best, or is the best yet to come?
Absolutely not. And let me tell you why. If I were to believe that my absolute best is something that is behind me, then what idea would I leave for the prospect of my future?
Which is why I call you the Big Aristotle. We're going to take our first commercial break here with the one and only two-time Arnold Classic champion, Kai Green, on his way to Australia to defend that title against some of the world's best. And later on, we're going to bring on Tony Doherty into the mix, who's promoting that Australian Pro Championships for all the final details and competitor list. And we got a surprise guest. It was going to be 8-time Mr. Olympia Ronnie Coleman, who is tied up in travel. But we've got a very, very special surprise guest after Kai Green on our next segment. We'll be back right after this commercial break with questions from you, the fans, for Kai Green, 2010 Arnold Classic champion.
A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of...
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
The biggest rage in bodybuilding is Dark Rage. Dark Rage sets a new standard in pre-workout supplementation and muscle pumps with its advanced new EPO blood doping technology. Dark Rage's mind-altering activators put you in a state of temporary rage and fury, allowing you to take your training intensity to a new level of insanity. From your very first rep, Dark Rage's EPO blood doping technology forces more blood through your garden hose veins as a surge of raw power is triggered by Dark Rage's advanced anabolic agents, allowing you to train heavier, harder, and longer so you can grow bigger and stronger. Dark Rage is the biggest rage in bodybuilding. Feel the rage at www.getmhp.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number 1 talk station.
Number 1 talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie.
Big Ty Green, the Big Aristotle, back from Columbus, Ohio, in the midst of a photo shoot at Bev Francis's Powerhouse Gym. It's Powerhouse Gym, isn't it, Kai?
That's right.
Powerhouse Gym there in Syosset, New York, which is now seems to become the new mecca of bodybuilding, transplanting that one in Venice Beach, California, where the old-timers like myself used to train. Kai, we're going to give you a chance to respond to some of your fans who followed your career diligently. One of the questions, and it's just going to be boom, boom, boom. I'm going to throw them at you. Are you ready for this?
Lay them on me, Sean.
All right. Well, here we go. Are you going to be working with Dorian for the Mr. Olympia? You made reference to him helping you with some posing during the last week or two. Getting ready for this year's Olympia, will there be more Dorian Yates involvement?
Wow. That's awesome. I would imagine so. I mean, you know, first of all, you know, it was a really, really awesome opportunity even to, you know, have him extend himself as he did, you know, to Oscar and I, just in an effort to not even, he wasn't trying to even gain anything for himself. He just, you know, wanted to assist you in doing better. You know, really awesome. Really, really awesome.
Do you think there'll be more involvement? He'll be helping out in another capacity or even more?
Well, it seemed like he might be willing to do that. If so, you know, I'm sure Oscar and I are like, you know, we're through the ceiling and excited. I mean, anytime you're, you know, embarking on like trying to do something, you know, requiring your best effort and your best strength and, you know, the support of, you know, people that can help you, you definitely wouldn't want to, you know, deny or reject. You know, we got to appreciate everything that we get. And how could you not appreciate the help of Mr. Olympia?
Understood. Next question. What was your weight at this weekend?
260. Depends. In the morning. Well, yeah, it was definitely over 255.
All right, 255 plus Kai. Next question. Were you even a little bit worried after prejudging about the possibility that Phil Heath was in the lead? As it turned out, he was leading by 3 points. Were you aware of anything like that?
You know what? You know, a lot of times, you know, people can say a lot of things in hindsight, you know, or hypothetically, I would have done, I would have, and I would have, and you should have, and you should have. The reality is, you know, I guess the truth for me is probably not something that a lot of people may want to hear. You know, I respect the champions that came to present their package as best they could, you know, this weekend past. But my focus could not be on the target of any other man on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had done that, then it would have been at the peril of not being able to, you know, study the lessons that, you know, my mentor and I had, you know, for our game plan of how we were going to do what we were going to do. And, you know, it's, you know, constantly when you're focused on your goal, there's always something to think about or a bunch of things to think about, you know, in an effort to stay on course, in an effort to, so you have to continually assess and reassess and assess and reassess. So in short, you know, I've heard people talk about maybe being selfish, but I don't want to call it that as much as I want to call it, you know, you know, having your mind on sight, you know, fixing your eye on what your goals are.
Right. If Saturday night proved anything, it proved that contest is not over after prejudging. It is actually over after the third round when you're standing there being presented the awards. And arguably across the board, everyone I spoke to, you were remarkably improved in the finals, much more so than in the prejudging. So that contest is not over until that final call out and those final comparisons, which I believe cumulatively the judges decided that you were the more complete package. One of the guys on the boards wants to know, Kai, do you still draw out your posing routines? I think you made reference before you draw out each pose for a posing routine. Do you draw out your posing routines, and how do you go about selecting your music for your posing routines?
Yeah, I have a process. I have a process. That's another thing, you know, because of this process, it's not something that's just, you know, etched in stone. It's something that's a living, breathing, possibly ever-changing thing. For instance, you know, in preparing to come out at this Arnold Classic, I was working with the mindset that the stage was going to be the way it was last year.
Right.
You know? Only to, you know, to find out, you know, hey, it's not. You know, and these are things that, you know, can become critical when we start talking about timing, when we start talking about, you know, little things that ultimately add up to the big things, you know, that make the difference between first and second or, you know, third and fourth, or just the person that's able to bring their, you know, their better package and just highlight it in just the right way at just the right time, you know, that makes the most appeal, you know, as it needs to be. So, you know, I'm trying to say this, number one, to offer that, hey, with all these things to think about, you know, the reality is I really could not afford to try to think about any other competitor.
Right.
You know, I couldn't afford to think about whether, you know, on paper, if another competitor is working with strong attributes or attributes that are lesser than mine, you know, the reality is, you know, my target is different than his. You know, I think 50 Cent and Robert Greene just produced a book called Robert Greene wrote 48 Laws of Power, but there's like the 50th law. And one of the things 50 Cent, you know, is quoted as saying in the book is like, hey, you know, I could not be any other rap artist. I can only afford to just try to be the best 50 Cent that I could be. You know, by being that, he's going to be the best 50 Cent. He's going to be
no doubt
the best version of himself. So
let me ask you a quick question here. It seemed like there might have been a little off step or misstep. The question is, did you screw up on that handstand move? Did the wall move away from you when you're trying to get on that handstand? There was a little bit of a glitch in your routine there. Was that something you had to compensate for, the distance between yourself and the wall?
Well, I definitely got to give props to, you know, Jim Lahmer, you know, and his staff, you know, the people that were responsible for the lighting and definitely the prop backdrop design.
Yeah.
As we saw, you know, tried and proven that they they need to be doing hefty commercials, though, because they, that was a very sturdy backdrop.
Yes, it was.
That was a very sturdy backdrop, and I am very, very thankful.
Well,
as I'm sure a lot of people are.
Yeah, we don't see too many of those even attempted, so you get an A for the attempt. Another one says, growing up as an orphan, what motivated you not to give up and sell drugs and thug it out? You know, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of success stories, not only in bodybuilding, but NFL and in boxing and things like that, where you have to actually overcompensate to achieve the things that you've achieved and are still trying to achieve. But is that where Oscar would come in terms of not, you know, getting involved in gangs and drugs and stuff?
Well, you know how they say, you know, when the student is ready, you know, the teacher will appear. You know, I can do nothing but be thankful, you know, to my creator, universe, all the wonderful things that are good and responsible for the universal law and order that we have. You know, that I have the things in my life that have been an incredible service and value, you know, through my mentorship with Oscar. Of course, I've been exposed to great quality friendship and family, you know, and some really awesome guidance, you know. But, you know, I think that to answer that question, you know, that I think that there has to be something within the people that has to be common and make sense, you know, in order for them to be able to vibe together, you know.
Well, it sounds like you pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, headed in the right direction. Last question before I take our final commercial break with you, Kai. Obviously now you've got Australia in your sights. You've got to get past this photo shoot and get over the Pacific Ocean to get to Australia. What did you eat after the show? What was your first meal?
I really didn't have a first meal, so to speak. Originally, when I first got off the stage, there was a new supplemental product that my company, MuscleBets, is putting out, and I wanted to taste it while I was under the most depleted set of circumstances, just to kind of get a gauge on the taste.
And,
you know, also, you know, to become mindful, I thought, while my body was a lot more sensitive after just getting off stage, you know, that this might, you know, my body would be in the right state, depleted of everything.
Did it taste like ice cream, pizza, beer?
Well, honestly, yeah. Yeah. It was amazing.
What's
the
product called? What is it? Is it carbs, protein? Is it just an experimental product that you're trying to?
Well, it's an experimental product.
Okay.
But,
keep us. I'm going to bring you back on to share with us. It's all the way in full development, but we want to take the chance here on behalf of Steve Blechman, Team MD. You did us all proud, man, and I know it's a team effort, so I don't want to leave Oscar Arden out. And of course, I know you have a plethora of people you want to thank, but Kai. Job well done. Enjoy your time on the cover. Travel safe to the land down under, and make sure you tell Tony Doherty I said hello. As a matter of fact, he's coming on right after you here.
Absolutely. I will definitely do that. I do want to take a minute to thank everyone. I want to thank Oscar. Thank Oscar Hardman. You know, we've had our back against the wall a number of times. And, hey, man, we did it.
Yeah, and it ain't over till it's over. You got to get the Australia, bro.
Well, I mean, honestly, with that, that's another venture.
Yeah.
You know, when you talked about saying thank you at the end of this piece, and acknowledging the most recent victory at the Arnold, that is what that is kind of put out there for. I want to thank Iris Arden. I want to thank, I want to thank Mother Arden for lighting her candles at home and praying in the dark house, just for us to be successful. I want to thank everyone that put out a prayer, that was working with the belief that, hey, man, good luck. I hope you can do it. I want to thank Roderick, out there at Paddigat. I want to thank Steve Bleckman. I want to thank Gerard Dente, for Muscle Meds. They put a very powerful resource behind me, and the ability to have the products that I have. I have access to the supplemental products that I have.
We're going to bring you on for another episode of MD Radio to get all those thanks. And Kai?
Hey, the methyl burn is no joke, man. The methyl burn is no joke. Did you see my glutes?
Hey, man, congratulations once again for the two-time Arnold Classic champion, Kai Green.
All right.
Be back with a very special guest right after this commercial break on episode number 52. That was Kai Green headed to Melbourne, Australia this Saturday to compete in the Land Down Under. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's GENR, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Muscle Meds introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, Enoxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. Enoxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. Enoxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. Enoxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps growth you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station, where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. We're coming back from the 22nd annual Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic, where everyone and their mother lost their voice. I'm one of them. However, everyone hopefully made it home safe and sound. The weather did hold up for everybody involved. But real quick, for those that were not there or haven't read on the internet, Kai Greene won his second consecutive title at the Arnold Classic Championships, holding back Phil Heath in second, Branch Warren in third, Dexter Jackson in fourth, Tony Freeman in fifth, and Ronnie Rockle in sixth. All now are qualified for this year's 2010 Mr. Olympia, coming in the last weekend of September in Las Vegas, Nevada, where Jay Cutler, three-time Mr. Olympia and three-time Arnold Classic champion, will take on all comers. And to recap really quickly, Iris Kyle made history winning her fifth Miss International title, beating Yaxani Orokin Garcia, who placed second, Debbie Lewinsky, who was third, Lisa Auckland, at the advanced age of 52, placed fourth, and 53-year-old Betty Parizo was fifth. And rounding out the top six, Diana Cadu qualifies for the Miss Olympia Championships the same weekend in September. And the figure, pro figure, was Nicole Wilkins-Lee, our reigning Miss Olympia champion, wins on her rookie debut at the Miss International figure, beating back Erin Stern in second, Heather Mae French in third, Mindy Smith in fourth, Felicia Romero in fifth, and Larissa Reese in sixth place. And to wrap it up, our fitness champion, Adela Garcia, wins the Miss Fitness International Championships, beating down Julie Palmer in second place and Tanji Johnson in third from Washington, and one Trish Warren, Branch Warren's wife, was in fourth place qualifying for the Miss Olympia, along with Oksana Grishina in fifth and Kamala Rodriguez qualifying on her first Miss Fitness International. But without further ado, the surprise guest of the day, one of the biggest, baddest men in bodybuilding. I'm certain that the guy is still smarting from what happened in Columbus, Ohio, as he did everything he could do to try to break into that number one spot. Mr. Branch Warren, welcome back to MD Radio. We had you on a week ago. Seems everything was going right. What, if anything, went wrong besides the judges' final tally on the score sheets for you on Saturday when you hit the stage at 12 noon?
Well, Sean, thank you for having me on, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to my fans. The first thing I want to say before I address the competition is I want to thank all the fans there. I've never had such support and so much love from a group of fans as I did at the Arnold Classic this weekend. I walked out on stage in the prejudging, man, the place just went up in a roar, and it was that way every time I went on stage. And the night show was always a sold out, packed house at the Arnold. And I've never had so much of support and love from a crowd as I got this weekend, and that was a I really appreciate for everyone that was there yelling and screaming for me.
Branch,
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you went in there as the number two bodybuilder in the world and arguably had the biggest fan following. I saw your wife actually crying after the show, and I'm 100% certain that those tears were probably just knowing the hard work that you put in and the fact that, you can do no wrong. Did you feel the pain that your wife was sensing in terms of being third? Because you didn't go there to get third.
Yeah, I did for my wife is my biggest supporter without a doubt, and no one really knows how hard I really do work and how much dedication, discipline I really do put into it, except for maybe her,
right?
Because she sees what I do every day, all day long, and so she's when I'm on stage, she's up there with me, and vice versa. So also I want to say congratulations to her, man. She placed fourth in the Arnold Classic, qualified for the Miss Olympia.
Smoke.
And she's very happy. So she did a great job this week, you know. But, you know, as far as me, it was disappointing. You know, what went wrong? I don't think anything went wrong. I thought I looked good.
Yeah, Dorian Yates said the same thing. He actually, in the pre-wrap and the wrap-up after the competition, didn't really notice a whole lot of change. Do you think maybe that Phil Heath was so off at the Mr. Olympia that those slight improvements helped catapult him ahead of you?
No. You know, I don't know. I thought it was real close. I mean, in my eyes, I thought it was between me and Phil. I think in the morning, I think after looking at the pictures, everything, I think he might have looked a little better than me, a little crisper, a little drier in the morning. By the evening time, I had filled out, and I wasn't holding water in the morning. I think I was just a tad flat in the upper body. I filled out, and I think I looked every bit as good as I did at the Olympia, maybe even better by that night. And I thought at the evening show, I thought I was the best man on stage, and I didn't see Kai coming from the back like that.
A lot of people felt Kai was holding some water, especially coming off the prejudging. And a few of the people I was sitting around felt there was a little more depth and density to the backs of Kai and Phil, but you had the hamstrings and the calves, so it's kind of like flip a coin. This actual total scoring showed that you and Phil were actually closer. 4 points were separating you two, whereas there were 5 points separating Phil and Kai. I know you probably don't get into the minutiae of the numbers and all of that stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, you win or you lose, whether you're second or third. How do you digest that? I mean, it's not like they slammed the door in your face, and what a difference a year does make. You held your condition from the Olympia. Many people thought that might be impossible, whereas Kai was off, Phil was off at the Olympia. You were right on the money. Where do you go from here, Branch? I mean, you seemed dejected in terms of not getting what you wanted, but you didn't seem defeated in terms of you look like you're going to be right back like you were.
My spirit is not defeated. I promise you that. And all the Branch 1 fans out there, don't worry, I'll be back and I'll continue to improve. You know, I've got 4 solid months of off season, you know, before I have to start my diet, and 3 more months of, you know, training to make improvements for the Olympia. So 7 months of training, you know, here before I step back on stage. So, you know, I made a huge improvement from last Arnold to the Olympia this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing this time. So I'm not worried about it.
How encouraging is it in terms of the fans when they come up and they say, I had you higher and you should have done this and you should have done that? I mean, some people can take that and feel really down on themselves. I know Bertil Fox was a guy that never could recover from, and Mike Mincer as well, couldn't recover from the fans telling them that they should have been and could have been. And you sound like a guy that takes that and uses that as fuel. Like, you know, you're bottling it up and you're just taking it to the gym with you every day. How encouraging is it to know that these fans support you in the face of defeat like that?
You know, it's very encouraging. You know, I think they support me for a number of reasons, you know, including my physique. I think they support me because of my, you know, I'm real, my work ethic, and, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to me and, you know, my daily life and daily struggles to be a competitive bodybuilder, and the fact that I do have a real job, I think people relate to that. It's very encouraging, though, that people tell me that. You know, it's just to me, it just motivates me even to train harder.
Yeah, it didn't sound like you got to go back and reinvent the wheel, which is actually pretty encouraging. I asked Dorian Yates and I asked Jay Cutler, like, what does Branch have to do to get the nod over these two guys when only 6 months ago you did? They said, do what? Just keep doing what you're doing. And, I mean, that's as simple as that, coming from two guys that have been there, you know, with 9 Olympia championships between them. If you just keep doing what you're doing, where some guys say they want to add 10 pounds or 15 pounds, is that going to be enough to satisfy you, just keep doing what you're doing to get ahead of these guys?
I mean, like, look how much progress I made last year from the Arnold to the Olympia just by having, you know, 7 months and 4 months of hard, heavy off-season training. I have the same opportunity right now, and I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing. Every show I've been going into, I've been making improvement. And, you know, 7 months is, for me, is a lifetime because of the way I work and the discipline I have with my training and my nutrition and everything. I guarantee my back will be significantly improved for the Olympia, just like it was last year for the Olympia. My conditioning is going to be on. I haven't been off in several years now. I'll be the best I can be. I mean, everyone has a bad contest or whatever. You know, the judges saw it differently than I saw it and a lot of the fans saw it, but I respect their opinion. And that's nothing against, you know, Kai. I want to say congratulations to him. I told him congratulations on stage and backstage. You know, he won a hard-won, well-deserved victory for him. That's awesome. But, you know, I'm going to come back and do everything I can to win the next contest.
All right, Big Branch Warren, not defeated in defeat. Thank you for coming on MD Radio. I know you got to still do the business of bodybuilding. You said you're going to be traveling basically up until July, so we wish you all the best and way to represent Team MD this past weekend.
Thank you, and I want to say thank you to Steve Blakeman for all his support he's given me, especially over this past weekend and this week, and he's bringing us up to New York for a photo shoot, me and Trish both, and I just want to say publicly thank you for everything you've done and your support over the past 8-9 years, and look forward to your continued support.
All right, and a big congratulations to your wife placing in fourth in the Fitness Miss International, Big Branch Warren, all class. We'll be right back after this commercial break with the promoter of the Australian Pro Championships in the land down under, Tony Doherty.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live.
the leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys phony. Episode number 52 here on March the 8th, Monday. We are we just entertained two-time Mr. Arnold Classic champion, Mr. Kai Green, and our second-place runner-up, Branch Warren. Gracious sudden defeat, and of course, when one competition closes, another one comes upon us. These guys don't even have a chance to really catch their breath. Kai Green in the throes of a photo shoot, and then in tomorrow, I believe, he's on an airplane from New York all the way to the land down under to join up with one promoter, Tony Doherty, who knows a thing or two about putting on competitions. Mr. Doherty, welcome to Team MD Radio.
Hi, Sean, our listeners.
Good eye, Mike.
Hey, go, mate.
How goes it?
You're getting better at that after all these years.
Yeah, well, Lee Priest keeps me on my toes, man. How many times have you put this show on? Is this your 11th year putting this show on?
10th. This is our 10th anniversary this year.
And in 10 years, just off the top of my head, I know Chris Cormier's won it at least three or four times.
Chris has won it three. Dexter's won it three. Ronnie Rockhell's won it once, Lee's won it once, and Ty's won it once. So there's your nine.
Yeah, and you've got Dexter Jackson coming back to try to get that title and catch and close some ground on Kai Green. I'm not sure if you got a chance to watch any of this past weekend's competition, but what do you make of the result? It sounds like a carbon copy of last year.
Well, check it out, Sean. I was glued to the computer all weekend. I really enjoy the Arnold Classic every year, and I guess the only downside of me having my show on one week later is that I can't come out to the Arnold, and I haven't been able to since I've been doing this show, but I love watching the Arnold. I thought it was the standard this year was as good as I've ever seen it,
yeah.
Particularly the depth. I don't think anyone was off. There was no one that shouldn't have been there, and right through to the guys that weren't in the top 10, they were still in great shape.
Yeah, we never did talk about some of the guys, like Melvin Anthony, who will also be making the trek down to Melbourne, Australia, to compete in your show. He was given Kai Green everything he could handle in the Best Poser Award. You got a chance to witness what Kai Green was made of last year for the first time. Were you impressed by what you saw in person by comparison to what you saw on the internet?
Yeah, really impressed, Sean. As you know, we've had every top bodybuilder out here either in the show or as guest posers over the years, and I'd say Kai Green's one of the most impressive athletes I've ever seen. Probably the only person that's got hanging muscle like Ronnie Coleman kind of style. Potential, I think, in his body to keep growing, keep improving the way that he has the last two or three years. And as a person, I'd say he'd be one of my favorite people I've ever had to the country. I thought he was a humble champion, a gentleman, and a little bit offbeat, which I really enjoyed doing interviews with him and taking him around to the VIP seminars and stuff last year. I really enjoyed every moment that we had with Kai, and I've become a fan, and I think he's won a lot of hearts in Australia as far as the fans go.
Yeah, I don't think bodybuilding has ever seen a personality the likes of a Kai Green, who's a very philosophical, heavy, deep thinker. I've named him today. I named him the Big Aristotle.
And I like it.
He takes the long way around to get to the short answer, but you know, I got to respect the fact that he'd get on an airplane after winning $140,000 in prize money, $20,000 watch, to come down there and put it all on the line against these guys and give them a chance for redemption. I mean, Dexter Jackson's not going to be a slouch and could potentially upset the apple cart if Kai gets on that airplane, holds a little bit too much water, and Dexter, you know, dries up. And what sweet redemption that might be for the former Mr. Olympian Dexter Jackson. It's unfortunate that Phil Heath can't make the trip, because that would have been a nice rubber match, huh?
Well, you know, I worked on getting Phil Heath here for the last 4 months, and he's a really good guy. And what happened with Phil was that he'd already booked a guest spot in Mexico back at Olympia time before he even knew that he was doing the Arnold. And he really wanted to come out here, and he tried to move the date, and he couldn't. And the guy had paid a deposit, the promoter in Mexico. And Phil, being a good guy, he said, look, I've got to honor this commitment I've got, but I'd love to come. So we're going to get him back guest posing later on in the year. But I would love to have had Phil. Yeah, he was probably my number one pick for this year. But, you know, back to Kai, when he came last year after winning the Arnold, no one really expected him to win. I thought, oh, you know, is he still going to come? And he said, no, man, I committed myself. I'll be there. And, you know, it was his first international trip competing, and he was quite worried about how it was all going to take place because he didn't have Oscar here with him and so on.
Right.
And people that were at both the shows actually said that he improved from the Arnold to the Australia last year. And he didn't go off his diet. He didn't mess up once. As soon as he got off the plane, he was doing cardio and training. And even to the point, Sean, that between the pre-judging and the finals is where we have the meet and greet and the bodybuilders go out and sell all their photos to the fans. And Kai just wasn't interested. He said, look, you know, that'd be great, and I'll stay as long as you want after the show to meet the fans, but I'm here to compete. I'm a competitor. I'm an athlete, and I take this really seriously. This is what I do. I need to get my food. I need to reapply my tan. I need to get everything right for tonight's show.
He's going to have
more... More professional than anyone I've ever seen in that regard. All he wanted to do was to compete.
Yeah,
he treated our contest here in Australia, our humble little show, every bit as serious as he did the Arnold Classic or the Olympia. He didn't change one bit.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit for his professionalism in that regard. We've got about another minute and a half here, Tony. I know you're calling from Australia. Real quick, any changes to the lineup for your competition? Any additions or dropouts? What can we expect?
Additions and dropouts. Okay. Well, Melvin was a late addition. He's definitely in. Quincy Taylor dropped out after the Phoenix show. He had a problem with his sponsor or just didn't want to come or whatever. Ordothus Cherry just entered along with Melvin. So we've got 16 competitors coming from all parts of the world. I guess the most exciting one out of all of them is Rolly Winkler.
Yeah.
Before I knew that I had Melvin signed or any of these other guys from the Phoenix show, I actively chased him to get him here. And I'm really excited. I think this guy's going to be the next big thing in bodybuilding. So I'm really pleased to have him in the lineup along with Dexter, Melvin, Kai, all the top guys. And you know, we've got that guy Greg Atoyan from Phoenix is coming out.
Yeah, is Lionel Bieki competing in it too? Lionel Bieki?
Look, he's meant to be, but Dave at Max Muscle has told me that he actually had a stomach complaint and had to go to hospital for a couple of days, and he's not going to make it. I haven't heard officially from him.
Okay.
But that's a mail I've got, which is probably pretty straight sort of mail.
Quick,
so we're really looking forward to it. But look, if I just say this, Sean, we're doing a montage at the start of the show.
Yeah.
In the 10 years that we've had the show, we've had 128 competitors from 29 countries come out to do our Australian Pro. And to be doing our 10th year, you know, we're just as proud as ever and just want to thank all the athletes for coming and supporting the show.
Got a website or anything
so
like that?
Far. I looked at Dexter's record. This is Dexter's sixth time in the Australian Pro. So, you know, he doesn't have to do this, and he just does.
Do you have a website, Tony, for more information?
DohertysGym.com, DohertysGym.com.
And that is the Messiah of Muscle putting it on March 13th, this Saturday in the land down under. Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you for calling in, and come back with the results for us.
Thanks, Sean, and keep up the great work you're doing there at MD. I'm a big fan of the website and the radio show, and I listen every time. So keep up with the work, man.
All right, mate, all the best. From the land down under.
Thanks, mate.
Tony Doherty. That brings us to a close here on episode 52. We'll be back Monday, March the 15th. And that puts the wrap on the 22nd annual Arnold Classic Championship for Team MD. I'm Sean Ray, and I'm out. Sassoon, now it's 95, and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California. You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.